This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a. وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم وانعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask the brothers, inshallah, to cover those gaps and get close to each other, inshallah, to imitate our greatest example, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And tonight is a night to get to know one of the greatest companions after the prophets and the messengers, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Where tonight we are to finish the period and the era that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a khalifa. Last week we mentioned the attributes of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and how Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought against the Murtaddin. And the Murtaddin are those ones who left Islam. They became Muslims. Then they left Islam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, a lot of them left Islam. The most or the biggest number of Muslims left Islam, the Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu described that the Muslims were like a white hare in a black buffalo. The Muslims were like a white hare in a black buffalo. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, although his time as a khalifa was very short, 2.5 years, most of his time was occupied just fighting the Murtaddin, and we heard and we saw how that took place last week. After Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu finished with the battles against the Murtaddin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory over the Murtaddin, where he killed who he killed from, and where a lot of them turned back to Islam, now Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wants to expand the Islamic state, wants to make the Islamic state bigger than what it is at the moment. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu put a target and a goal is to expand through the two greatest empires in the world back then, the Persian Empire in the east and the Roman Empire in the west. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go to Iraq. And Iraq is under the empire of the Persian Empire. So Iraq was part of the Persian Empire. During that time, some of the countries that were under the protection of the Persian Empire became under the Islamic State, like Yemen, like Oman, like Bahrain. They were all states used to be belonging to the Persian Empire, or used to be under the protection of the Persian Empire, but most of its people became Muslims, so they followed the Islamic State. And now, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before his death by a few months, he sends a troop with the leadership of Khalid ibn Walid to go from south of Iraq and to enter Iraq. And he sent another companion, his name is Ayad bin Ghanam, to enter north of Iraq into the Persian Empire. Now, Ayad from the north was a bit hard for him, because in Iraq, there's two great rivers, Dajla and Furat. Those two great rivers divide the country into three parts. And now Ayat to enter from the north was a bit too hard for him. Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered from the south. And he fought over seven battles. Every battle Khalid bin Walid fights in, Allah Azza wa Jalla gives him victory after another, after another, after another, until you could say he conquered half of Iraq. During that time, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also sent four troops with four different leaders to Asham, Syria. And Sham used to be a headquarter for the Roman Empire. He sent Amr ibn As towards Palestine. And he sent Abu Ubaidat al-Jarrah to Hims. And he sent Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan to the Balqa. And he sent Khalid ibn Sa'id ibn al-As to the Sham, Damascus. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum went towards the cities that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed them and assigned for them. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr will write to every Amir a letter reminding him to fear no one but Allah. And reminding him that he must have a sincere intention that he's there to fight for the sake of Allah. And he's there to open for the sake of Allah. And he reminds him how to be good and generous and lean enough to his people. And he reminds them about looking after the troops and the army. And reminds them about having security guards in the night. And reminds them about this and reminds them about that. And he reminds them what to do when they enter a city and not to fight aggressively for the sake of yourself. Nothing else but the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there's four different troops. Four of them together, there were about 36,000. When they went to Sham, in different places in Sham, Hercules was preparing a great number of soldiers to fight against the Muslims. He was preparing a great number of soldiers to fight against the Muslims. Not 36,000, but in hundreds of thousands. And when the news came to the Muslims that Hercules has sent hundreds of thousands of soldiers, and not only from the Romans, even from the Arabs that are under the protection of the Roman Empire, the Muslims decided to meet up together and join the troops in one place called the Yarmouk. Together, four troops got together in a place called Yarmouk, which is in Jordan now, and met with a great number of the Roman soldiers. They met with a great number of a Roman army. Hundreds of thousands. A narration says about 200,000. Other narration says about 300,000 of them. Fighting against 36,000 Muslims. And there, the four troops combined together, but every troop still have their own Amir. So there's four Amirs. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to him by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go and leave Iraq. Because what happened in the Persian Empire? What happened in the Persian Empire? The Persian Empress, his name is Azdshir. He died. So the one that was going to take over was his son. But a dispute happened within the Persian Empire, and dispute and conflict between the leaders and the Persian Empire. So the Persians were too occupied within their empire. And who's going to take over? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted the Roman Empire to be conquered before the Persian Empire. So he ordered Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu to chase the believers in Sham, in Yarmouk. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he arrived, he saw that four troops together, they are combined, but every troop still have their own leader. So Khalid ibn Walid made a khutbah and he said, how could you fight with four heads? Let's decide on a head from now, on a leader from now. And every day we change. So they decided, okay, you are our first leader today. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader of the troops on that day. And they fought and fought and fought. That the companions say that they've never seen a hard battle as hard as that battle that took place in the Yarmouk. Day after day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated the non-believers from the Romans on the hands of the believers and opened Sham for the believers. The moment that they finished from the battle of Yarmouk, the news comes to them that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away, and he transferred the leadership to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr died at the age of 63. So he was 2 years and a half younger than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and lived 2 years and a half after the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He had a fever, and because of old age, radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed. Before he died, he called some of the companions, consulted them. What do you think if I have Umar ibn Khattab as the Khalifa after me? They all agreed and they said he is the best one that we could think of. And then he called Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and ordered Uthman to write, "This is from Abu Bakr, Khalifa al-Muslimin, the successor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalifa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the leader of Muslims. I assign after my death Umar ibn Khattab to be the Khalifa of the Muslims, for him to fear no one but Allah and to do the best for the Muslim nation." And then he called Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar ibn Khattab enters, and he, Abu Bakr, is on his deathbed, and he tells him, "Oh Umar, you've heard the news, you accept to become the Khalifa." And then he tells him, "Oh Umar, fear Allah at all times, fear Allah during the day and night." And he said, mentioned a long, long speech to Umar ibn Khattab, and he told him, "Fear Allah with this trust that Allah Azza wa Jal had entrusted you with this nation, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow the footsteps of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and you follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after my death, do not do what you've done at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and do not make my death occupy you from the important things that you must do for the Muslim nation and the Muslim Islamic state." And he advised him and encouraged him, "Don't follow the path of the shaitan, do not follow the path of the dalal, do not follow the darkness," so on, so on, so on. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, and then Umar ibn Khattab took over from Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu for 10 years period as a khalifa. Now let's go and enter about Umar ibn Khattab. Who's Umar ibn Khattab? Umar ibn Khattab was born 13 years after the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So now Umar ibn Khattab is 13 years younger than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he died at the age of 63. Okay? So all the Khulafa died at the age of 63, except Uthman, he died at the age of 81. And that's also Ali. Umar ibn Khattab, he met with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's about fifth or sixth grandfather of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. His nickname was Abu Hafs. Abu Hafs, Hafs is Hafsa, his daughter, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was called Al-Faruq. Al-Faruq. What does Al-Faruq mean? The distinguisher. Distinguisher between what? Between the haq and the batil, between the truth and the false. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called the Faruq from the moment he became a Muslim. And that's when he was going to kill the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he heard the Quran, and then he wanted to embrace Islam. And he heard where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is, the house of Dar al-Arqam. He goes to Dar al-Arqam, knocks on the doors of Dar al-Arqam. The companions, 40 of them, see Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They get scared from him. 40 of them, 40 of them get scared of Umar ibn Khattab, except Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hamza tells the Prophet of Prophet Allah, "Let him in. If he wants good, we'll give him good. And if he wants bad, I'll chop his neck with his own sword." So here Umar ibn Khattab comes in, and the man to approach him was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He grabs him from his clothes and shakes him and tells him, "Oh Umar, oh the son of Khattab, isn't it the time for you? Isn't it the time for you came for, isn't the time had came for you to prevent yourself from a hellfire that Allah Azza wa Jalla will punish you in?" So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam shook him and told him, "Isn't it time for you to prevent yourself from a hellfire that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to punish you in? Repent back to Allah." And Umar ibn Khattab went on his knees and he said, "O Prophet Allah, I came to embrace Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." And then he tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "O Prophet of Allah, are we on the truth?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "But Allah, yes we are." And then the Prophet ﷺ says, then Umar says, O Prophet Allah, aren't them, yani the non-believers, aren't they on the false? If we're on the truth, that means they're on the falsehood. So the Prophet ﷺ said, but Allah is there. So the Prophet ﷺ, so Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, O Prophet Allah, since we are on the true path, then why do we need to hide our religion? If they're on the false and we're on the true path, then why do we need to hide our religion? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him the Faruq. And then it was the only time that for the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the only time for them is to walk out and call to Islam openly. They were walking in the middle of Mecca in two lines, and they were calling and they were saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah openly. So radiallahu ta'ala anhum walked out from the house of Dar al-Arqam in two lines. Abu Umar ibn Khattab leading the first line, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu leading the second line, and they are walking in Mecca saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. They are on the true path. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu was nicknamed from that time as the Faruq, as the distinguisher between the haq and the batil. And the day he became a Muslim, he went to Abu Jahl and knocked on the doors of Abu Jahl. So Abu Jahl came out and told him, Ahlan bi Umar ibn Khattab. So Umar ibn Khattab tells him, Ya Abu al-Hakam, his real name was Abu al-Hakam. Ya Abu al-Hakam, did you know? He told him what? He said, did you know that I became a Muslim? So Abu Jahl closes his door. He says, Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm. May Allah curse you for the rest of the day. May Allah curse you, damn you for the rest of the day. And then Umar ibn Khattab asked, which man talks a lot, spreads the news quickly? So that told him, there's a man, his name is Jamil. So they went, so Umar ibn Khattab went to Jamil and he saw him sitting down and he told him, oh Jamil, did you find out? He said, what? He said, I became a Muslim. So Jamil didn't even reply. Straight away, started to spread the news around to people. And then everyone gathered around Umar ibn Khattab and they started to fight with him, confront him, hearing him, and Umar ibn Khattab is fighting back, they say, from Dhuhr all the way till Maghrib. He fought with them, everyone's coming around and hearing them, and he's hearing them, they hearing him, and he's hearing them. Until Maghrib, where radiallahu ta'ala anhu got so tired, so he grabbed one of the leaders of Mecca, and he put him on the ground, and he sat on him, and then he put his two fingers in his eyes, and said, tell them to back off, or I'll pop out your two eyes. So, this leader of the Meccans, he said, start the call, say, back off, back off. So Umar al-Khattab left him, and when he left him, they all came back again, started to hear him bash him, so he grabbed another one of them, one of the leaders, put him on the ground, sat on him and put his two fingers in his eyes, and said, tell him to back off, or I pop his eyes, or pop your eyes out. And then while he was doing that, one of the leaders of Mecca, which was a respected old man among the Meccans, comes and then he says, let the man go. It's a religion that he decided to follow. Just leave him and don't go near him. So they left him. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu was well known as a tough, hard, harsh man. Strong, very fit. Very tall. They describe him as very, very tall. That if he sits on a horse, his legs will touch the ground. That's how tall he was. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to walk among the people, his head used to pop out from the top. Like everyone could see his head, him and his cousin Khalid ibn Walid. He was married to three wives before Islam. After Islam, he divorced some and then he got remarried to another ones. And one of those women that he got married is the daughter of Ali and Fatima, Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Umar ibn Khattab went and asked for the hand of Kulthum when she was young. So Ali ibn Abi Talib said, she's young, I can't get married to you. So Umar ibn Khattab said, wallahi, I have something in my mind. I want to be generous to this woman. I want to be generous to this girl. More generous than to anyone. And then he says, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every relative or kinship or matter will be cut in the hereafter except my relatives, my kinships, and my matter, yani Islam. So he said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam got married to my daughter. So I am the father-in-law of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And I am a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's one more thing left. I want to become the relative of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Umm Kulthum was one of the daughters of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala. And this is يعني, a good point that whoever says, Wallahi, Ali and Abu Umar never used to like each other, and there's a tension between each other, khilafa ma khilafa. Ali was the father-in-law of Umar ibn Khattab, and Umar ibn Khattab was the son-in-law of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they describe him, he was big, very tall, very massive, very wide, had big hands and big legs, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was white with a bit of reddish color on his face. He had a long beard and long mustache, especially on the sides. He used to have around here on the sides of the mustache very long. They say that when Aymata concerns him, he plays around with his mustache. Okay, so that's what they say about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very bold. He was baldy. No hair on his head. They say he had no hair at all, not even from the side, only at the back. And he used to dye his beard with a henna. And after the death of Umar ibn Khattab, one of the women that lived at the time of Umar ibn Khattab, I forgot what's her name, I think her name is Ruqayya. Anyway, one of the women that lived at the time of the Prophet she saw a group of men, they used to call themselves the Nusak. Nusak, yani the worshippers. And she used to see them walking humble, she used to see them, you know, they used to humble themselves in a way that they shouldn't, because that's not the way you get closer to Allah, making yourself very humble. In a way, you put your head down when you pray, you put your shoulders at the top, and when you speak so slow that you're going to fall on the ground. Okay, that's not the way you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when she saw that, she says, by Allah, أَمَّا عُمَرَ بْنَ خَطَّابِ وَكَانَ إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ أَسْمَعَ وَإِذَا مَشَى أَسْرَعَ وَإِذَا ضَرَبَ أَوْجَعَ وَإِذَا أَطْعَمَ أَشْبَعَ. I lived at the time of Umar ibn Khattab, and he is the best worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he used to walk fast. And when he used to speak, he used to make everyone hear. They say that Umar ibn Khattab had a very loud voice, that whoever used to hear his voice from close used to fall down when he screams. And when he walks fast. And when he feeds, he makes people eat. And when he hits, He hurts. When he hits, awja, he hurts you. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a stick. And that stick, anyone that used to get out of line, bang, hits him with it. The Ibn Abbas once was asked a question, and he said, Wallahi, I would not answer that question. If I answer that, or I'll say something about it, I'll be hit with the stick of Umar. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a lot of kids. One of his kids is Abdullah ibn Umar, the famous companion scholar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had Abdul Rahman al-Akbar, wa Abdul Rahman al-Awsat, wa Abdul Rahman al-Asghar, and he had Ubaidullah, and he had Hafsa, and he had Asim, and he had Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu was named as Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he was the first Khalifa to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir, yani the leader of the believers. Before him was Abu Bakr. He was named Khalifat Rasulullah. Khalifa means someone that takes over. So they called Abu Bakr Khalifat Rasulullah. When Umar came, they called him Khalifat Rasulullah. Wallah, it's too long. So whoever comes after Umar is going to be called Khalifat Rasulullah. And the one that comes after Umar is going to be called Khalifat Rasulullah. So they wanted to change that term. They wanted to change that term, Khalifat Rasulullah. Khalifat Rasulullah, or Khalifat Rasulullah. And they were sitting down discussing what should we call the Khalifa of the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, what name. Until one day, the minister that Umar ibn Khattab had assigned in Iraq, he sent two of his men, Labid and Uday ibn Hatim, to come and give a report to Umar ibn Khattab. So they came into the mosque and they saw Amr ibn As. So they came in and gave salam to Amr ibn As and told him, Ya Amr, Aina Amir al-Mu'mineen? Where is the Amir al-Mu'mineen? So Amr said, Wallahi, he just hit the nail on its head. Amir al-Mu'mineen. So he went to Umar ibn Khattab and told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Anta al-Amir wa nahna al-Mu'minun. You are the Amir and we are the believers. So that term started to be mentioned and being said on the Khalifa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took over Abu Bakr. So there was a big change from someone that's very lenient into someone that's very harsh. There was a big change from someone that's very lenient on the Muslims, like Abu Bakr, into someone that's very harsh, like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's his manners, that's his attributes, that's his qualities, that's his morals. He's very harsh and hard. And when he took over, people start to say, Allah, this man used to be so harsh at the time of the Prophet, and he was more harsh at the time of Abu Bakr, Allahu Akbar, then what is he going to do when he's on his own? So the news start to be spoken around that Umar ibn Khattab, he's very harsh, he's very hard. Like we are scared from him. What is this guy going to do with us now? If in the presence of the Prophet, in the presence of Abu Bakr, he was so hard and harsh, that people used to fear him. Should people used to fear him if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Oh Umar, wallahi, if you take one path on the shaitan, if you take one path, the shaitan will take another path. That's how Hayba had. And Hayba is the dignity, the honor, that when you look at someone, you fear him. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So when he heard that, he called the Mu'addin and told him, call the people for the prayer. So everyone gathered together. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood on the minbar. And the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was three steps. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam used to stand on the third step. Then Abu Bakr came and stood on the second step and used to sit where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand. And then when the time of Umar ibn Khattab, he stood on the first step and used to sit where Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to stand. He called among the Muslims. And after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I heard some of you are talking about my harshness and hardness. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I was at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam a drawn sword. The Prophet will use it to hit anyone with it, or he'll keep it however he wants. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam passed away and he was pleased from me. So I was a drawn sword in the hand of Abu Bakr, who used me to hit and cut and chop anyone, or he'll keep me in the pocket of, in the pocket, or he'll keep me in the, keep me away from harming anyone. And now, this harshness and hardness had cooled down. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, now I am the Khalifa. This harshness and hardness had cooled down for whoever follows the good path, the right path. And it will increase for whoever gets out of hands. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu told them, I am hard and harsh on the oppressors. And I am very lean on the believers. And then he tells them that I'll be fair with dividing the provision, or I'll be fair with dividing the money that comes to us. I only take what I need. I will not take anything extra on what I don't need. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells them a few things. And one of the things said that I would not send you for a long period or long time in the jihad. And if whoever goes in the jihad and leaves kids behind, I am their father. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said, fear Allah and help me to control my anger. Fear Allah and help me to control my anger. For you helping me following the path of Allah, you help me not to be harsh and hard. For you to be away and be astray, then use me to be harsh and hard. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one of he made also a khutbah. He called upon the believers, and he saw everyone is scared from him. You know what I mean? A lot of people are scared from him. That people used to come to him, used to tell him, "Oh Umar, wallahi, you are too hard. You are too harsh, wallahi, we are scared from you. You filled up the people's hearts with fear. Wallahi, we fear you more than anyone else." So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu got scared. He was scared. He was afraid. What? Tabalki, maybe I'll do something wrong and no one will stand in my face. So here Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu calls upon the believers and he says, Oh people, what would you say if the head of Umar turns away? What would you say if the head of Umar goes this way? Which it means, yani, what would you say if Umar goes astray? So no one said anything. So Umar ibn Khattab once again it says, "Oh people, what would you say if Umar's head turns away to the dunya?" No one said anything. So the third time, Umar ibn Khattab repeats what he says, and he says, "Oh people, what would you say if the head of Umar turns this way to the dunya?" So a companion gets up, he says, "Wallahi Umar, if your head turns this way with the dunya, we'll turn our swords on you that way." So Umar al-Khattab told him, "What did you say?" So he got scared. And he only wanted to test him, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. "What did you say?" So he said, "Oh Umar, wallahi, if you turn your face this way or your head this way, wallahi would turn our swords that way." So Umar ibn Khattab said, "Alhamdulillah, that Allah found someone in the nation of Umar to stop Umar if he turns that way." Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a lot of his virtues, a lot of his good status. In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Amr ibn al-As, or Prophet Allah, "Who is the most beloved to you?" So he said, "Aisha." Then he said, "Then who?" Then he said, "Her father." And then he said, "Then who?" Then he said, "Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu." And Muhammad al-Hanafiyya is the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib from another wife. Her name is Hanafiyya. He had a son from her. His name is Muhammad. He asked his dad, "Oh father, which person is the most beloved one to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam?" So he said, "Abu Bakr." And then he said, "Then who?" Then he said, "Umar." So he told him, "What about you, dad? What about you, father?" Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Innama ana rajulun min hadhihi al-ummah. I am an ordinary man from this nation." And this is from his humbleness. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said, "If there was a prophet after me, it would have been Umar." And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, "I saw myself in the paradise. And I saw a woman making wudu next to a very big, great palace. So I asked, whose palace is that?" So they said, "It's Umar." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "I turned away from that palace." Yani this woman belongs to that palace, which belongs to Umar. So I turned away from that palace because I know you, Umar. You are a very jealous man on your woman. So Umar cried and said, "Oh Prophet Allah, on you I'm going to be jealous. On you I'm going to be jealous." Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak alayhi. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam says, "Arham ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr wa ashaddahum fi amri Allahi Umar." That the most merciful person on my nation and the easiest on my nation is Abu Bakr. And the hardest one on them is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And once Abu Musa al-Ash'ari says, that it came to my mind that today I want to serve and be under the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went out, looked for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was told that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is sitting around a well, putting his legs in a well. So Abu Musa went to that garden where there was a gate to that garden. He went inside. He saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting on a well, putting his feet into the well, relaxing in that place. And then he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, told the Prophet, "Allah, I want to be under your service today. And here I am, I want to gatekeep your company. And I want to stand a gatekeeper on this place so no one enters unless you give him the permission." So while Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was there, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in, he knocks on the gate. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari asks who's there. Abu Bakr says, it's Abu Bakr. So Abu Musa tells him, 1 minute, let me go and take permission from the Prophet. So he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave permission for Abu Bakr, and he told him, abshirhu bil jannah, and tell him he's in the paradise. So Abu Musa opened the gates for Abu Bakr and told him, the Prophet tells you you're in the paradise. And then Umar ibn Khattab came and knocked on the gates of that garden. Abu Musa asks who's there. Umar says it's Umar. So he went and asked the permission from the Prophet. So the Prophet told him, let him in and tell him that he's in the paradise. And then he came in and sat to the left of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Abu Bakr sat to the right of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, knocked on the gates. Abu Musa asked who's there. It's Uthman. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, tell him that he's in the paradise and he's going to be tested, a great test. And that's the fitna that he went through, and then he came in. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, na'ma al-rajul Abu Bakr, wa na'ma al-rajul Umar, wa na'ma al-rajul Mu'adh, wa na'ma al-rajul Abu Ubaidah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best men like Abu Bakr, the best men like Umar, the best men like Abu Ubaidah, the best men like Mu'adh. And alayhi salatu wasalam, he also says, mentions that he saw himself in a dream, drinking from a cup of water that was given to him, and the rest and the leftover of that water, he gave it to Umar, that asked him, a Prophet of Allah, what do you interpret that? He said, this is the knowledge. So the rest of the knowledge was given to him. And he saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, another narration, that he saw a lot of people with clothes on them. Some of them had clothes covering their chest, others had clothes up to their knees, others had clothes just under their just above their ankles. And he saw Umar ibn Khattab with clothes dragging the ground. So he asked, they asked him, a Prophet Allah, what do you interpret that? He said, that's the religion. يعني عمر الخطاب had a lot of religion رضي الله تعالى عنهم وارضى. And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a battle of Uhud was climbing the mountain of Uhud, the mountain of Uhud shook. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, calm down Uhud, it's only a prophet. And he had Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman with him. It's only a prophet and a siddiq and two shuhada, and that's Umar and Uthman. And alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, in every nation there's interpreters. Interpreters that understand the truth, that understand what's right, that understand what's got to be done. And in my nation, there is Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And another narration narrated by Hudhayfa after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr at the time of Umar, they say that was sitting down around Umar, and Umar asked Hudhayfa, oh Hudhayfa, tell me about the fitan, the affliction, the tests, the corruption that's going to happen in the future. So Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to talk about things in the hereafter, and then he started to say, oh Umar ibn Khattab, you are very far away from the fitna. There's a great door and there's a great gate that's blocking this fitna, and you are too far away from this gate and door. And the companions are sitting down, they didn't understand what the Hudhayfa and Umar ibn Khattab are talking about. When Umar ibn Khattab walked off, they asked Hudhayfa, oh Hudhayfa, what's this gate and what's this far away from fitna? He said, the fitna is blocked by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he's got a lot of verses radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A lot of verses came down because of his opinion. At the time of the battle of Badr, alayhi salatu wasalam consulted the companions what should he do with the prisoners of war. So Abu Bakr said, we'll free them, they're our cousins, they're our brothers, they're our so-on, fathers, uncles. And the rest of the companions were easy, except Umar Khattab. He said, O Prophet Allah, give every brother to his Muslim brother and let him kill him. Give every brother to his Muslim brother, let him kill him. So the Prophet ﷺ took the opinion of Abu Bakr, then Allah Azza wa Jal sent the verse down saying that they should be killed at the time of Battle of Badr. And when the Umar ibn Khattab came, he saw the Prophet and Abu Bakr crying. So Umar ibn Khattab told the Prophet and Abu Bakr, tell me what happened. If there's something to cry, I'll cry with you. And if there's nothing to cry, I'll cry with you. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed about this verse. Another verse was also revealed because of Umar ibn Khattab. And that's a funny situation. There was a dispute between a munafiq, a hypocrite, and a Jewish. So they went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to make a judgment over the matter between the Jewish and the munafiq. And the munafiq, of course, he shows his Islam from the outside. So the Prophet ﷺ heard from the Jewish man and the hypocrite. So the Prophet ﷺ said, the right or the judgment is given to the Jewish man. And he's got the rights. And then the munafiq didn't like the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ. So they went to Abu Bakr. They explained the situation to him. So Abu Bakr told, the matter is for the Jewish man. So the munafiq said, I would not accept only the judgment of Umar ibn Khattab. So they went to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Knocked on the doors of Umar ibn Khattab. He comes out. Oh Umar, the Jewish man started to speak. And he said, oh Umar, we had a problem between me and this man. And I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said, I have the rights. Then I went to Abu Bakr. And then Abu Bakr said, I have the rights. And this man insists that the matter's got to go through. So Umar ibn Khattab said, wait 1 minute. He went inside, got his sword and killed the munafiq. He killed him. He killed someone that was considered to be a Muslim. This matter became so big in the eyes of a lot of people that the Prophet ﷺ was thinking about retaliating for this man. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرَ أَن يَكُنْ لَهُمْ خِيَرَةٌ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the verse that if Allah and His Prophet decide on a matter, no one has the choice to change. And that verse was with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Few of the things that radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. He was the first man to divide the Muslim country into states. So he had the state of Egypt, state of Iraq, state of Hisham, state of Yemen, state of this. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu started Bayt al-Daqiq. Bayt al-Daqiq is a organized organization that gives out food with an even amount to the number of the family members. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to destroy the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rebuild it and make it bigger. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to bring in the straw mats to pray on. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu moved away Maqam Ibrahim from what it was next to the Kaaba behind so people could pray. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one that made a fence around the Kaaba. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to use the history, the date. And then they never used to have something called first year, second year, year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, like how we have now 2003. They never had dates, calendars. And a mixture started to happen with things. And this was given on the, which year, this year, last year. So they were confused whether which calendar should they use. Should they use the Roman calendar, the one we use it now, or the Persian calendar, or should they use this and should they use that? So one of them said, okay, let's start with the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. Another one said with the death of the Prophet ﷺ, until they agreed on the migration of the Prophet ﷺ. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to have Bayt al-Mal. Bayt al-Mal is like a bank for the Muslims. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to get the Muslims in the Taraweeh. He got the Muslims in Taraweeh as a jama'ah and put them in imam. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a lot of good into the Muslim nation that started from then. And inshallah slowly when we go through his biography, which inshallah two lessons, I don't want to extend too much, we'll hear a lot of the things that radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. Umar ibn Khattab used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that when he passed away, he had two lines on his cheeks from the crying and the tears that used to drop in the middle of the night. And it was well known that he never used to sleep. How's that? He used to sleep when he falls down. And he'll fall down from tiredness. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to occupy his time to build the Muslim country, to look after the Muslims, after the orphans, after the widows. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go around the houses. That's mentioned that once radiallahu anhu went past the house in the middle of the night, he heard a mother with her daughter, the mother saying to her daughter, mix the milk with a bit of water. So it increases from the weight of it, and we could sell more of it in the market. So she told her mother, what about if Umar knows? She said, Umar doesn't see us. So she said, if Umar doesn't see us, well, the Lord of Umar could see us. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, how is Umar going to meet Allah where he's got this responsibility around his neck? And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very well known to fear Allah when it's the verse, when the word of Allah is mentioned. And people knew that. They used to tell him, oh Umar, fear Allah. And Umar will pause. And it's narrated that many times he wanted to hit someone. Oh Umar, ittaqillah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fear Allah. And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu once asked one of his slaves and told him, oh, how do you find Umar? He said, the best man, but if he gets angry, it's a big problem. And if he gets angry, yani, khalas, there's a big problem, there's a major problem. So Bilal told him, remind him of the Quran, yani, read a verse, he'll stop, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu once, he was walking with one of the companions and he met a lady, her name is Khawla. Khawla bint Hakim, and she is the one that Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allah had heard the woman that she's talking to her husband. Khawla was talking to her husband about a matter, and Allah Azza wa Jal heard that, and he mentioned that in the Quran al-Kareem. So he was walking out with a companion and met Khawla. So Khawla looked at Umar and told him, oh Umar, I remember you used to be in Mecca, a little kid fighting and wrestling with the kids, and they used to call you Umair, and now you became Umar, and now you became the leader, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Oh Umar, fear Allah of this nation, fear Allah and do the right, do not get out of lines, and then let your anger and your temper overpower you, and that and that. So the companion that was with Umar, he told him, fear Allah, you're talking to Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Umar said, Umar told the companion, told him, be quiet. She is the one that Allah Azza wa Jal heard from her. Who was Umar not to hear from her? So radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had a lot of good attributes, had a lot of good things happening in the Muslim state. And just today I had these things written for mentioning all the attributes that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. And inshallah next week we'll hear what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu participated in and what he went through from opening from a country or from an Islamic state that's been in the Arabian Peninsula into an Islamic state that conquested or conquered half of the world. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. Al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Innaka ya rabbana qareebun mujibun lid-da'awat. انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفرة والملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذ أخذ عزيز مقتدر نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.